It's time now for Green Visions, a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the Minnesota Power Energy Conservation Program, making progress toward a lower carbon energy future. Kind of a cool event coming up here in the Northland. It's Culture Times Climate, if I'm saying it right. In Duluth. It's going to be held from November 16th through the 22nd. Various artists, poets, photographers, and others in the creative arts community who are looking at the environment and climate change through their artwork are going to be featured. This morning, Kate Young is our guest. She's an artist. She's also a member of the Loaves and Fishes community here in Duluth. Hey, Kate, good morning, and thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
So talk a little bit, give us just a little bit of background on yourself. You came from the East Coast, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. I come from the Philadelphia area. I came to Minnesota about 8 years ago with a former partner, and we actually found ourselves homeless. He lost his job. And that's how I originally hooked up with the Loaves and Fishes community. I was a guest of theirs 8 years ago. And then I became a volunteer as the years went by. And then 3 years ago, I joined them as a community member. So that's pretty exciting.
It really is. It's not...
It's not something you hear about every day.
No. I guess I'm wondering, do you think... Do you think that you chose to become a community member there because the idea of homelessness is something that all your life had resonated you, had touched you, or because of the extraordinary synchronicity?
Yeah, I've always leaned that way. I've always been pretty empathetic and very left-leaning. I think that the housing state in this country is pretty sad, but meeting these people, it really let me know that there were others willing to work on this problem. It showed me that there were good people in the world, and I'd always wanted to do something like this, but I didn't know what and I didn't know how. And just the fact that they existed, I feel like I came home when I first visited for the first time. A lot of very compassionate, like radically kind people, and that's how I want to live my life. So I'm not surprised that I ended up here.
That is a wonderful story. Sometimes it's something that you get that kindness, that empathy, that connection when you are at your absolute lowest point, and it can really be transformative.
Yeah, I was about as vulnerable as I'd ever been. So that ended up turning into a personal growth experience because I was in the right place.
Amazing. So talk about your work as an artist, and then talk about how that is tying into this event that's coming up, the Culture Times Climate event.
Oh, sure. I've always been one of those people that has too many creative outlets to count. But when quarantine started in March, I decided to get back to drawing in earnest. I think I had stopped for like 25 years in between. But I'm inspired by personal growth and relationships in my life. And since I've got more of those than I ever dreamed possible, I think it has really pushed my art along. And when quarantine started in March, I picked up my colored pencils again in earnest. And I started drawing native plants and plants that have been brought in. But I tend to anthropomorphize things. I turn plants into people that I know, which is kind of hilarious and flattering for most people, but I could see how someone might not be if I...
Well, if you made him a buckthorn, yeah, if you made him a buckthorn, that's kind of, that'd be sort of hostile.
I'm going to have to Google that. I love when people tell me to look up plants.
It's an invasive that here in Duluth go after with machetes, and they have big buckthorn eradication things. So, I mean, if you made somebody a buckthorn, it could be...
I'm sure they'd love me forever.
Pretty political.
Great bonding activity.
You say, you buckthorn! And if they're from here, they definitely get the message. But, oh, I mean, what a wonderful thing to make somebody, like, even... Because I have some in my wildflower garden. Even sneezeweed would be a wonderful thing to be. Beautiful yellow flower. Oh, I have so many photographs to send you now.
Do me a favor and send me a bunch of stuff to look up, because now I'm definitely curious.
What a wonderful and whimsical and cool way of approaching your art. So how did you get hooked up with the idea of working on this project or submitting things for this Culture Times Climate project?
Yeah, that was my friend Tony Lanzillo. He's a community member with me, and he's always been really supportive. And I show him the things that I like to draw, and he's watched my progress. And a few months ago, he said, "Hey, Kate, how would you feel about doing some climate change related art?" And art, as it ties into activism, does interest me, and it's something that I've wanted to do. I just hadn't begun yet. I've been really working on my technique and studying native plants and embarrassing my friends and stuff like that. So he said, "Do you want to do this?" And I said, "Heck yeah." Yeah, I do. I challenge myself every time I do a new piece, and this sounded really challenging. So I started doing a little fresh climate research, and I'm also inspired by some of the photographs that my friends take, the things that I see locally. And I Googled NASA satellite images, and I found a climate projection model that I'm actually that inspired a current project that I'm working on. It's corn, except it's mimicking the climate data that you see on the satellite. And I picked corn because it's one of the top five vulnerable plants, more vulnerable crops in terms of climate change. So I'm really excited to finish that one.
When you talk about corn, and I might be going off on a tangent here, not that I would ever think of doing that. I know that I had read an interesting and disturbing article a while back that talked about how, from an agricultural standpoint, our monocultures of corn and soybeans are really hard on the earth. When you talk about corn, are you talking about the kinds of corn that farmers are growing, or are you talking about the perhaps indigenous corn, or maybe sweet corn that people are growing in their yards?
Yeah, I'm speaking about just the climates where it's appropriate to grow corn. I'm sure that people need to really reassess their agriculture methods to make sure they're more sustainable. But from my reading, there are certain crops that are going to be hit by climate change first, and corn is one of the top five. And we grow a lot of corn in the Midwest, so we're really going to have to consider that. We might have to get our corn from Canada, because we can't grow corn anymore if the temperature keeps rising.
I'm curious, as you approach your artwork, who gets the ideas first? Kate, the person, Kate, the community member, Kate, the friend, or Kate, the activist?
Kate, the goofball. Kate, the goofball, always gets the ideas. And as soon as I start getting them, I start shouting them out to whoever who will listen via social media, or in the case of my roommates, just shouting down the hallway, you know, "Look at this new thing that just came to my brain." I get very excited about ideas.
That is just fascinating. And then perhaps after that's done, then either Kate the friend can gift the drawing, or Kate the activist can say, oh, I have an idea maybe for something more serious or whatever
sure.
that I could do with
for
this
sure.
here.
Yeah, Tony, in this case, my friend Tony suggested this, and I knew I had to do my best, you know. I love doing the artwork. It's very personal to me. I process a lot of emotions that way, and what we do is hard. So I'm really lucky that I have this in my life and something that I get to keep learning about and sharing with people. I just love it so much.
In addition to, of course, the fun of handing somebody a drawing that you have made for them, that you can gift them and say, here, this, you know, here's the situation that made me think of you and that made me think of you like this, and to give them a smile. Do you find that talking about your art, maybe sharing your art, maybe sharing art with the people who are your guests at the Loaves and Fishes community, that that is part of the process of helping to give them that safe place that you felt when you were a guest at Loaves and Fishes?
Oh, of course. Yeah, I make myself vulnerable all the time. And that's the key. That's the key where I can be vulnerable and they can be vulnerable. It's not like an unequal exchange. And that also means like being community to one another and sharing art and sharing food and sharing stories and sharing my, you know, things that make me happy and things that make me sad. You know, letting them see maybe a whole person is really important.
Do you encourage the people that are your guests, where appropriate, here's some paper and here's some pencils?
That's hilarious that you say that, because, yeah, it never stops. that's always how I bond with people first, I think, is through creativity. And for a while, the kids were calling me Crafting Kate because that's all I would ever do when you saw me. I had 3 boxes of stuff to share with people, and whether it be beads or construction paper or glitter glue, which I've gotten in trouble for, yeah, definitely no glitter in the house. I've learned that lesson.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Yeah.
I mean, if people are going to be extreme and draw the line at glitter, I got a buddy who that'd be a tough row for her to hoe, because she and her family, they're all about the glitter.
All about the glitter.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's true. It does get into floorboards for like 50 years.
Okay. All right. So
I'm pretty sure I'm still finding glitter from 8 years ago.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, if that's the toughest boundary that, you know, for you to observe, I think you're in fairly good shape.
Good point.
So would you recommend, if folks wanted to, you know, first of all, if folks want to get involved in this Culture Times Climate Project, I think Tony's the contact person, and we can get a link set up so that people can touch base with him. But would you also encourage folks, if they've got craft supplies perhaps that they're not using, that the Loaves and Fishes community might be a great place to drop that stuff off?
I would say definitely that'll have to be a case-by-case basis because we have limited space.
Right, to store stuff, yep.
So please get in touch, you know, give a call first and ask for me or ask for, you know, any of the volunteers. But I also, I just did a Facebook page called Kate Likes to Draw. And if you want to pop on there and send me a message, I would be happy to answer.
Fantastic. And we'll get a link set up for that. We'll get a link set up to the Culture Times climate event, so it'll be easy for folks to find out how they can enjoy it, appreciate it, or take part in it, depending on how their inclinations are. Kate, thanks a gazillion for joining us this morning. What fun. It was great to talk with you.
Yeah, this went really well. I'm very happy.
you have nothing to worry about. Now, if we could just figure out a way to make the web post glittery. Wouldn't that
gotcha.
Be great? Because, see,
yeah,
then it wouldn't land on the floor. There'd be glitter, but it wouldn't be environmentally irresponsible.
I recommend glue, but that also doesn't mix well with electronics, but that's up to you.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll see what I can come up with. Thanks again, Kate.
Yeah.
Kate Young this morning, our guest She is a member of the Loaves and Fishes community, and she's also an artist. She's taking part in the Culture Times Climate Project, November 16th through the 22nd, that will be highlighting artists, poets, photographers, and others who are exploring environment and climate change through their arts and their craft works. And again, we'll get some great links set up so it'll be easy for you to find more information. Green Visions on KUMD is made possible with support from Heritage Window and Door, the Duluth Superior supplier for renewal by Anderson Windows and Doors, and from Minnesota Power's Energy Conservation Program, making progress toward a lower carbon energy future.